Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry, the Bahamas and USA.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Level 3. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. George Kurtzkick with a Sirius XM Channel 15. Now we'll re-welcome our AM radio affiliates in a couple of moments. See, I've been to the Hockey Hall of Fame before as well. It's cool just seeing the legacy and the history. But just for, as far as Corey Perry is concerned, too, when we brought up the two gold medals, the world championship and stuff. I mean, George, there's people in the Hockey Hall of Fame that never played in the NHL. So that's what I'm saying. Like, the international body of work counts, too, right? Like, Tretiak's in the Hall of Fame, the great Russian goalie. He didn't play in the NHL, right? It's like, you know, there's Kim St. Pierre. There's women's players in the Hockey Hall of Fame. They obviously did not play in the National Hockey League. But it is cool just seeing the history of this stuff up close. You see the original, one of the original Stanley Cups, too, because a replica now, obviously, that they're using. So, George Kurtz with us. So, George, let's take a look at some overnight baseball here. Actually, I wanted to ask you, too. And I'm against, like, me personally, George, I don't think music should be quantified, right? Like, where, oh, is this band a Hall of Fame band and stuff? It's ridiculous. But with that being stated, I'm sure the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is cool, right? Just to see, you know what I mean, the memorabilia, the you know, just the whole building and everything about it and stuff. You know, that's one thing I'm sure is super cool, even though I am against bands being judged and graded. Music is subjective. Like, it's not sports Hall of Fame, George, is numbers. Music Hall of Fame, it's not. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's you know, like, to even look at Dolly Parton, guys. Dolly Parton got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She even rejected it and refused.
Yeah, she did.
She even said, she goes, I thank you for the honor, but she goes, I'm not a rock musician. And she goes, in the same way that, you know what I mean? I always said the same thing. Like, I like Run DMC. I like rap and stuff, right? But are they putting Slayer in the Hip Hop Hall of Fame? No. Because they're not hip hop. You know what I mean? They're not rap. Right? You know what I mean? Like, so this, like you said, George, with the Hall of Fame stuff, right? About sports, you said, oh, everyone gets in. The music stuff, it's like, they're not even rock, man. You know what I mean? You're putting, like, country bands in and, like, and rap bands and nothing against country and rap, but that's why there's a Country Music Hall of Fame, George.
Bingo. If you call yourself the Rock Hall of Fame,
yes,
you can only
yes.
have rock music. I mean, I don't know. In the Baseball Hall of Fame, you're not putting in golfers.
Like, Jay-Z's in the Rock Hall of Fame. Jay-Z's great. He's a genius. He's massive. He has enough glory and awards, George, without being in the Rock Hall of Fame. You know what I mean?
I agree. So you get no argument from me. It doesn't make sense. It's sort of oxymoronic. Your name says one thing, yet you're doing another.
Are you a rock musician? No. I mean, are you in the Rock Hall of Fame? Yeah. It's like, no, you're right. It doesn't, like they don't even claim to be rock musicians. That's the whole thing. Like, anyways, I just want to throw it out there. But I'm sure it's still a cool building, nevertheless. I don't know if anyone in our chat's been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before in C-Town, Cleveland. All right. Speaking of which, George, C-Town, Cleveland. The Guardians team's better than I want them to be, George. It looks like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I know.
Yeah, like, yeah.
They're going to make the playoffs. They're going to make the playoffs, kid.
You really think so?
Well, when you look at the American League, who's going to kick them out? Who's going to kick them out?
All right, hold on. Here, we got Philly right here. Late Night Anger Management class. It's level three. We got George Kurtz just for a couple more moments, and George has chopped a hot take bomb right now that the Cleveland Guardians, dear God, are going to make the playoffs. I've got them under 76.5, and I'm in trouble. Yep, it doesn't mean thing. It still can't hit, but it's in trouble. Yeah.
Oops.
And you know what's even worse? I got the Dodgers, too, to the over, and it was perfect, George. I'm like, good. The Dodgers sweep these guys, send them into a tailspin, and rack up some wins here. And no, Cleveland take 2 or 3 from L.A. George, they're plus 175 right now. I got a number up for you. Plus 175, Cleveland Guardians make the playoffs. Yes or no, the Guardians make the playoffs.
I mean, I think they. I'm not going to go out and say they are, but I think they got a damn good shot. My only thing is this: will they go out and make a move at the deadline to get better? The teams that are right there with them, Toronto,
I don't think so.
Ahead, Boston's just behind. You know, the White Sox are just behind them, 3.5 games behind them. They'll make moves. They'll get better. Cleveland's generally cheap. They probably won't. And they're living off their starting pitcher right now: Bieber, McKenzie, Plesac. These are, I mean, really good. They're pitching great. You know, Clase is a really good closer here. They can't hit other than Ramirez. Jose Ramirez is fantastic. But other than that, they really can't hit their way out of a paper bag. But they're pitching well enough. I think at the end, they'll probably just fall short. But like I said, they're in a playoff spot right now. Out of the teams I mentioned, Toronto's all game and a half ahead. Cleveland and Boston technically tied for the second, third wild card spot. So Tampa, Chicago, White Sox, Angels, two need to pass them. Two.
I personally believe, George, that that Boston and Tampa and Toronto are better than Cleveland.
I don't have. Do you watch Tampa? They've given up the most unearned runs in baseball. They can't.
I know.
Mistakes. I mean, I see.
I brought it up last night. They're on the market. They want to get a pitcher, George. Like, there are supplies. They even though they don't have any fans, they're on the market. They want to get a starting pitcher, like Luis Castillo or something.
They get Patino back in a little bit. Rasmussen comes back. They got lots of guys on the IL. They need to play like the Rays. Remember, the Rays used to never make mistakes. You always had to beat the Rays because they played baseball. They played the game the right way. I mean, that last week, what? Phillips dropped a fly ball in center field, and the right fielder dropped a fly ball. Tonight, Choi dropped a throw from the shortstop that cost him a run. He jumped at first.
Have you noticed, though?
Not in the dirt. He just dropped one.
All right, you got a baseball pick. 15 seconds on the way out. Overnight.
Give me the Dodgers and the under tomorrow. Love Gonsolin in that game. I like the my upset. Give me Detroit over Boston. Risky could pitch it well, and I don't trust Rich Hill.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
On the grid, sportsgrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people who bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. We got Chris Monter going to be joining us in a couple of moments. We'll get back to the NBA draft. We've got Pete Shepard stepping up and in from Florida. So we got a full house here. We got a full house here still to come this evening. So Charles Barkley was in attendance at tonight at tonight's game, and Twitter is lighting up. Now, listen, he did the rounds, right? So he seemed to be a little bit crazier on the Sportsnet broadcast than he was on the ABC ESPN broadcast, in which he seemed like he had a few, to be honest, talking about what's this kid's name? Kyle Bukauskas. Kid's got some slick hair. He does have slick hair, this kid. He looks like he's like 14 or something. He's like the Toronto Maple Leafs beat guy. He covers the Toronto Maple Leafs, but he's on the games and stuff, so he's on the Stanley Cup coverage. And Charles Barkley's like, man, he's interviewing him, and Barkley like stops. He's like, man, you got nice hair, man. He goes, you really do have nice hair. And then after, Barkley's like, you really are a good-looking dude. It's like, it's almost getting awkward. It's like, all right, Chuck, settle down. I know you've had a few drinks here, but... And Charles Barkley starts rambling on about about do things for yourself and not your parents and stuff. And I was thinking, this is not what they gave you the mic to say, probably, but it was pretty entertaining. It's on Twitter if you punch in Charles Barkley. What's not entertaining is the rules in Qatar. Now, I know, Matthias, you're upset to begin with, and... You know, it didn't bother me before because I just sort of looked at it like, well, whatever. You know, November is going to be crazy all the way through Christmas, you know, essentially with the NFL, NBA, NHL, and soccer. But it is true. There should be soccer now. It's World Cup time. Right? It's World Cup time now, and it's not World Cup time because it's in Qatar, and it's too damn hot in Qatar. And you saw the other day, bro, when they put, who was it, Australia? When Australia played there the other day, it was still too hot. Right? So even these stadiums, like, it was still hot, and it's going to be hot then. But it's one thing for, okay, not to mention you're sabotaging the domestic leagues and stuff. Like, the entire world is bent over here to go to Qatar, and you're going to go to jail for bending someone over there. That's the best way of putting it. That's the best way of putting it. Like, who thought it would be a good idea to have the World Cup of Soccer where you have people coming from all over the world from different cultures, some of which are very festive and passionate, to a place where you go to jail for an outright public display of affection, premarital sex is illegal and you go to jail for 7 years. If you're gay, you're like executed. Alcohol is banned. There are no like exceptions. Like some countries you can go, like I think Dubai, you can get drunk at the hotel, but you can't leave the hotel. You're like, they get drunk at a hotel bar and go to your room, but don't stumble around the streets drunk, right? Here, it's an alcohol-free country. Drugs, same thing. Drugs, you can get executed. So, I mean, you could, the story is here, they're banning people, like, they're actually investigating. You got to prove you're married. Like, I got to tell you, Matthias, people talk about the Saudi golf tour and all this stupid crap. This going to Qatar thing is the worst idea in the history of sports. I never heard a stupider idea than going to this place to hold the World Cup. Like, you know how many people are going to get arrested? It's going to be a world disaster, this thing.
Oh, it's a pain in the ass, Gabe, and it pisses me off. You must have saw my tweet this morning. You know, at FIFA, the World Cup should be on right now. You guys suck. And it's because we got nothing on right now except baseball. So it just bothered me thinking, great, now we're going to be torn with the NFL, with all these other sports going on, you know, Thanksgiving time and in December. And that's what makes a World Cup so special, in my opinion, is that when it happens in the summer, there's literally almost no competition. You know, baseball season doesn't really get popping until later, you know, later down in the season. Right now is kind of the cooling period. So, yeah, man, it's just to put a damper on things. And I want to watch some soccer right now. You know, when I wake up, I want to turn on the TV. I want to see what the group stages are like. I want to see what I'm looking forward to. And I want to get excited for something. And it's been 4 years. So now we're just kind of doing this extra waiting. And like you said, Qatar sucks. You know, why are we going to want to go down there? Who's going to have fun in Qatar? The players who are single can't even have fun when they're down there. The tourists aren't going to have fun when they're down there. It's just a mess. And if you're going to.
The coaches like this, though.
Why not construct stadiums with air conditioning so we could play it right now? You know, forget all that.
The coaches, though, this is great for the coaches. They're going to tell the players, listen, you guys are going to get arrested too, like unless you're with your wife. And even then, you can't even hold her hand in public. Like the alcohol-free part, listen, sure, Qatar is a beautiful country, and I don't judge other people's cultures, but I'm not going there. I'm not going. And, you know, I would advise, like, basically the British government is advising people that we can't help you if you get arrested there. Because there's going to be a lot of people, oh, you got to call the embassy and stuff. Yeah, yeah, good luck with that. You've been warned. You've been warned. I'll wait for 2026. I'll go to San Francisco, Seattle, Vancouver, and I'll do whatever the hell I want to do and who I want to do. All right? I mean, it's what a world we're in now, man. What a world we're in. As I stated, like, people haven't really talked about this very much, right? Because, you know what I mean? But it should start to come up right now. There's so much talk about the Saudi stuff. And even though, listen, I don't care about the Saudi stuff. I don't care about that golf tour, right? To me, it was just sort of these guys don't want to be competitive, screw them. But Greg Norman had a good point when he threw it back at them the other day. And he goes, how come you're not as aggressive with the 23 sponsors you have that do business with Saudi Arabia as you are with me and the golfers? That's a good question, Greg. I think you're a jerk, but that's a very fair point. All right, let's squeeze in a phone call here before Chris Monter. My bad, my apologies. Rigatoni Al. Let's see what's on the menu tonight. Rigatoni Al, what's going on, Al? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Gabe. I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing all right, Al. What's on your mind tonight?
Not much. Wimbledon's started, so, you know, I like to mix in my tennis parlays. So let's see what I got for you. Let's see what you see. I got a Joker. The guy's appeared in 70% of the last 10 Wimbledon finals and won 60% of them. So I got him outright at -125. And I parlayed him, you know, if he got deep pockets, parlayed him with Ass +134. Iga Swiatek outright. I think she's going to win. She's just dominant on the women's side. Lightning, if you want to go, like I said, it's got deep pockets. Lightning and Joker outright, +557. And here's where it gets a little tricky. Mario Berrettini, he's won his last two tournaments. He's on fire. Him and Joker went head-to-head last year in Wimbledon, and I put some money on him outright at +550.
All right, Rigatoni Al. I can't believe that the qualifying matches are nearly here. And thanks, Al. Good luck here. Dog days of summer. You got Wimbledon coming up. Nothing like some Wimbledon qualifying action. I gotta tell you, there's like, are you betting this stuff, Matthias? You gonna bet the Wimbledon qualifying matches? There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them.
Messing with the Emer brothers. You know, he plays tonight, so, you know, the Wimbledon's been going on. The little qualifier started yesterday, so it's been some good amateur-level tennis so far.
And my boy Jack Sock is playing. Jack.
Oh, Jack. What a hothead.
Oh, Jack Sock, yeah. Jack Sock's -275 against Constant Leschien.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You know, I think I'm going to put some socks on here for Mankind style. Jack Sock. Who should I parlay him with? Jack Sock parlayed with... All right, well, we'll come up with the other end here. What about Ricardo Bonadario? Ricardo, Moss, the plane! The plane! Chris Monter next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Ridge. I am Morency throwing it down 06M channel 159 of Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Countdown to the NBA draft is on. Let's bring in Chris Monter right now, editor, publisher of the College Basketball News and Monter Draft News, a writer for the Gopher Report, collegebasketballnews.com. Chris, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Great to be back with you. How are you today?
We're doing good, Chris. So the countdown of the draft is on, and there's a lot of talk about Chet Holmgren right now. For the record, I pulled the trigger, and I took him to be the top pick about, I don't know, I guess about 3 weeks ago or so, give or take. And I got him at like plus 320 or so. He's down to plus 170 right now. Jabari Smith, who was like a 4-1 sort of slam dunk to be the top pick according to the odds makers, all the way down to minus 175 right now. You and I discussed last time you were on the program the relationship that he has with Jalen Suggs, and he actually played for Jalen Suggs' father in high school AAU basketball. But the latest Chet Holmgren talk is about his physical and about his heart test. So, you know, can what's going on with this, and does he have a heart issue? Like, what's up with what's up with this heart test stuff?
Yeah, there's still some clarification that needs to be done. His father, who played at the University of Minnesota, was bothered by knee injuries. He had a similar frame to his son, Chet. So that was also a big concern, you know, when you look at Cammy weighed in 195 during the Chicago Combine. So he's going to need to get stronger, but that's definitely going to be a question mark if his heart, if there's some question marks with that. We've seen that, unfortunately, with some other players in the past that maybe could have some effect on his draft status. As we talked about before, if you're Orlando Magic and you're a fan of that team, you remember you had some great players in the past. You drafted number one overall. You've drafted Shaquille O'Neal, but of course he went on to have great success with the Lakers, and then of course some other teams, including Miami, where he won a title not real far from Orlando. And then of course Dwight Howard was also a former number one pick who moved on. So the feeling is that maybe if you draft Chet Holmgren to go along with Jalen Suggs, you have two friends who probably are going to want to play together and stay together. So do you maybe take him over a player like Jabari Smith? So that's going to be the question mark. But, you know, if there is a concern about the heart, that could sway things more towards Smith being the number one pick.
Have you ever heard anything about a heart issue? Like, where is this coming from? Like, you know, as far as him being a teenager, has there ever been a concern about this in the past?
Yeah, I've never heard of it. He never missed a high school game. Always played AAU.
Wow.
A little bit that he always wanted to play so much that even when his AAU team wasn't playing that weekend, he would sometimes jump on another team just to play for them for the weekend. So he's always been a competitive kid, won multiple state titles here in Minnesota with Minnehaha Academy, the same school as Jalen Suggs. So he's had great success at the high school level, AAU level. Always been a player who's always wanted to play. So a very competitive kid. If people are going to maybe question that a little bit because of the frame, but, you know, that's just the way his frame is. That's the way his dad is kind of built. So I'm not going to downgrade him for that. I think he'll get stronger as he gets in the NBA. You know, this is your job now. It's not something you just play, you know, a couple hours a day. This is your job 24/7. So you're going to work on getting stronger. But you're right. The heart has to be a concern because now you're going from playing 30 games, basically games a week, at the collegiate level, now all of a sudden you're playing 3-4 games a week, 82 games of the NBA season, plus preseason, hopefully postseason as well.
Chris Monter with us, collegebasketballnews.com. I mean, it's just such an impressive player. I don't know. It seems to me, Chris, that this seems, you know, I've seen some, you know, pretty smart NBA guys who cover the NBA saying that they think this is just Chet Holmgren holding back his physical because he doesn't want to go to certain teams. And also, as we know, we see this a lot in the National Football League draft, there's always stuff thrown out there right, days before the draft as a smokescreen as well. And I got to tell you, man, nobody in the media knows, right? Like, nobody knows. Nobody, the Orlando Magic really have not tipped their hand, and they've done a good job, actually, of, like, working some guys out and not working other guys out and really sort of confusing everybody on this. And I know Jabari Smith actually spent a couple of days, not just a workout, but a couple of days around the Oklahoma City Thunder organization. If I ask you, who do you think will be the top pick? What's your gut tell you? Will it be Jabari? We'll get to Jabari in a second, but and his style and what he brings. But what do you think? It'll be Jabari or will it be Chet?
That one's tough because I don't think there is that consensus, number one. There also was a talk today earlier that Orlando was maybe listening to offers. The problem with that is that there isn't a consensus, number one, pick. Or is any team really going to want to move up to number one to get that player? You know, obviously, if you have a great player that everybody wants, you're going to have teams wanting to maybe offer a little bit more when there's not a consensus on who that number one pick is going to be. Then the trade value isn't quite as high. But you look at the front office, John Hamblin and Jeff Weltman, they've been general managers and player personnel people that have always kind of gone for the big swing. They took, you know, John Hamblin was from Milwaukee, took Giannis. That was considered, you know, a lot of people weren't sure about him, even though they got a bargain. Obviously, it's a 15th pick, but there are a lot of people wondering how quickly he'd be ready to play in the NBA and, of course, make great strides throughout his career. And, of course, now has won back-to-back NBA titles and, of course, led the Bucks in the NBA title last year. So I would maybe lean just a little bit more towards Smith, especially if there's some questions about Holmgren's physical, but I think, you know, those players make sense. And again, like I said, you don't want to take Holmgren just because he's friends with Jalen Suggs. That shouldn't be the main factor, but if you consider both players fairly evenly, maybe that's enough to sway things Holmgren's way.
Jabari Smith, one thing about Jabari Smith as well, he's a big dude. He can shoot the three, and, you know, he's got a soft touch. But one thing I know that they like about, as you stated, there's not that sort of superstar number one pick, but we know some of these guys are going to be very good NBA players. But, you know, everybody says the same thing about Jabari, is that this guy will run through a brick wall, that he plays hard. He's a competitor. What's your opinion on Jabari and what he brings to the table?
Yeah, definitely. He's great bloodlines. His father was a former pro player, so he has that going on for him. Had a great freshman season at Auburn. Like you said, has great shooting ability. Shot over 40% from three-point range. Has a NBA physique, maybe, you know, much more than Chet does at this time. But again, I think people look at Chet and kind of call him a unicorn since he's such a unique player at 7-1, can handle the ball extremely well, can shoot outside, can definitely impact the game defensively with his long arms and ability to shot, block shots, and alter shots. So you're right. I think those are 1A and 1B. And like I said, there's still some good players that probably might go 3 and 4 in Jaden Ivey and the Duke standout. So you got some great players. But I think most people are focusing on Smith or Holmgren as that number one overall pick.
Paolo Banchero just seems to sort of be locked into the third pick. It's tricky to bet on this stuff this year, unless you're thinking outside the box, and I actually do think this is going to be the order. I think they'll go Chet number one, but who knows, right? I don't know. Like, you know, Orlando have done a good job of not letting people know what they're going to do. The odds makers are starting to buy in right now that Chet's going to be the top guy. But I sort of think that Paolo is three there, that we get into the Jaden Ivies and the Keegan Murrays of the world. And, you know, Sharp is an interesting kid. It didn't play last year, but, you know, people absolutely love him. And let me ask you about Mathurin, too. How far do you think Mathurin lasts in this draft? Do you think he goes in the top five or six, or is he more of a 7, 8, 9 type of guy, which I think he is. I think he's sort of at the back end of the top 10. I'm not sure if he's top 5, but what's your take on Ben Mathurin out of Arizona?
Yeah, had a fantastic year for Arizona, played extremely well in the NCAA tournament. You know, very athletic player, made great strides from his freshman to sophomore year. I have him right now about number 7. You look at Sharp, he's kind of the factor in this draft. Not a lot of people know about him. He was projected to be the number 1 high school player from the class of 2022. He decided to graduate early and rather than play this season for Kentucky, just worked out with their guys, but obviously they have a lot of NBA prospects. Several players will go in the first round. I heard some talk recently that he's going to be an all-star player. And talking big, we'll see. Obviously, he hasn't played a game in almost a year, but was a talented player. And you know, to be honest, if he probably even played even just a handful of games, you might talk about him being in the top three or four of this draft. So you could look at it a certain way if you're an NBA team and get him, say, 5, 6, 7, 8, which is probably the range where he goes. You might be getting a player who normally would have been a top three pick.
Let me ask you actually about one of Chet's teammates. Just your thoughts on Nembhard. What do you think happens with him in the draft out of Gonzaga?
Yeah, a guard who, one knock I always had on him was his consistency. Obviously, he had great teammates around him and several NBA pro prospects and Suggs and Holmgren and a few other players. Wasn't maybe quite as consistent. Obviously, a Florida transfer who I thought fit in very well with the Gonzaga lineup. I think Mark Few always praised his leadership, and that's one thing. I think he has an ability to maybe step in a little bit more quickly because he's played, you know, at a very high level in the SEC and of course, for Gonzaga leading them to the national championship game last year, where I think where he's drafted, he'll probably outproduce a lot of the rookies who go ahead of him in this draft.
It seems to me you're right. I think he's the type of guy that'll turn into a real good sort of role player in the NBA. You know what I mean? Sort of that niche guy, a role player, but a guy that can help your basketball team. So the countdown to the draft is on. Follow Chris on Twitter, especially if you're a college basketball fan, too. He's all over, obviously, collegebasketballnews.com, but all kinds of high school recruiting news on the website as well. Chris, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Look forward to talking down the road. Hope you have a great day.
There's Chris Monter with us. Countdown to the National Basketball Association draft is on. We'll find some. You know, we'll continue to search and dig for gold here as far as the draft is concerned. But our work at the top is already done. We gave you Chet Holmgren like three and a half weeks ago.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Whatever, at over plus 300. So all we can do right now is just kick back and hope for the best. But at least we know we got a good number there. The Late Night Anger Management Class continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Monday Night Meltdown. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi. We're kicking it. Sirius XM channel 159 and, of course, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Let's bring in a friend of ours, a man who threw it down with us on the program last week, ESPN Southwest Florida. A colleague of ours throws it down. The one and only Pete Shepard, who people enjoyed his Celtics rage the other night. So, Pete, before we get to the Stanley Cup Finals, have you recovered? You said, well, they better win. They have to win. They didn't win. How you feeling now? It's been a couple of days, and you had to see the parade today.
Yeah. No, I was over it actually right away. I mean, the turnover situation that we talked about a few days ago, and I said, it can't get much worse, can it? Well, I was wrong. It did get worse. It went from 18 to freaking almost at a bad word, 23. You know, and again, with Tatum and Brown, Brown and Marcus Smart are responsible for 13 of those 23 turnovers. I don't care who you are, who's on your team, you cannot win with 23 turnovers in a basketball game. And as just like the other games that they lost, a lot of unforced errors, like we say in tennis. I think they lost. Celtics really lost this series, I think, in game four. They had a chance to go up 3-1. They're up 2-1. They got the lead, I think, by 5. I know 5 isn't big, but they get the lead at home by 5 with about 4.5 minutes to go, 4:46, I think, and they blow it. And that's where I really think they lost the series. But they're going to tweak this team a little bit, and I am putting out the bat signal right now for Rajon Rondo to return to the Celtics, because he would be a perfect fit on this team.
They do need some toughness, although I think I would go in a different direction. Rajon Rondo always seems like he's basically a car accident away from shooting somebody, bro. I'm just going to cut to the chase. You know what I'm saying? Well, but they do need that edge. I know what you're saying. They need a point guard.
They need a true point guard. He's one of the best offensive rebounding point guard ever, and I don't say that lightly, ever. Playoff time, he's unbelievable. They just need somebody that can handle the ball. Jason Tatum has to learn that he does not need to take it to the basket on every single play. I like the aggressiveness, but he's got to be able to pull up inside the paint where he shot, 24%. He just pull up inside the paint, 2 feet away, pop it there. They weren't going to stop him, but, you know, it was like if he didn't get he threw up an air ball for a layup on one of the plays, an air ball on a layup, and then he's bitching and moaning about not getting the call. I mean, they fought hard. I hope it's a learning experience for them, but you can't have your best players in the last two games turn the ball over 26 out of the 51 times. 26, your top three ball handlers turn the ball over. You can't win that way.
Pete Shepard, kicker with us from ESPN Southwest Florida. So the Tampa Bay Lightning win tonight. It was a must-win situation for these guys. They get it done. But before we get into the series and the series price and all this, I'm fascinated. It amazes me. You know, you look at the Tampa Bay Rays attendance situation, and I get it. The stadium sucks, but still. Yep. Still, I mean, they're an elite baseball team, can't draw people. You know the deal with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Before they got Brady, they were getting 35, 40,000 people amongst the lowest attendance in the National Football League. But here are the Tampa Bay Lightning. And, you know, this fan base is rabid, bro. They're up there in the rain. It's one of the toughest buildings to play. It's a great atmosphere in there. And we had Frank Schwab on from Yahoo Sports last week, and he's in Denver. And he said that, you know what, the Colorado Avalanche, after the Broncos, are the most popular team. Like, they really are. And it's sort of a rarity, right, in an American market that have all the pro sports teams, that the NHL team would be that high up on the list. But talk to me about the Tampa Bay Lightning and just how big they are and their brand is and the popularity and how hot of a ticket it is, this team.
No, it definitely is. I mean, they had over 19, saw a crowd, I think, with 19,081, Sean McDonough was saying. I mean, it's a beautiful building. It's one of the toughest places to play. And hockey is popular in Southwest Florida, I'm telling you. Now, I mean, where we are, I mean, we're about an hour and 45 minutes away from downtown Tampa, where basically where Emily is and where Tropicana is. But I can tell you this. I mean, we get lots of calls about there's a lot of Lightning fans down here. And you got to remember, too, okay, maybe the ECHL hockey's big down here. The Florida Everblades just won the Kelly Cup, the ECHL. I was at game 5 last Saturday night when they clinched it. And over, 7,500 fans sold out. Absolutely going berserk. There's a ton of transplants down here from the Northeast and the Midwest. And I'll even tell you this, Gabe, you won't believe this. FGCU, yes, Florida Gulf Coast University, has one of the best club hockey teams in the country.
What a team to play for.
They won like 98. They won like 98-1.
It's like UNLV, Pete. UNLV have a hockey team. I got to tell you, if they did when I was a teenager, my grades would have been better. I said, man, damn, I'll go play. I'll play for UNLV and these guys out there in the Tark days. Too. It was the same era. They got a hockey team now. But like you said, there's a lot, you know, there's a ton of Northeast, especially in Florida, but look at Vegas and how they embraced it, right? And I think now with the games being back on ESPN and TNT, the coverage that they're getting, can only help the league. So as far as the Lightning were concerned, I thought there was value with the Lightning coming into the series, but my best bet was Tampa plus 1.5 games on the series spread. Minus 140. They were overwhelmed in the first two games, but I went back to them tonight and I bet on them tonight. And the Lightning are the first team to score six goals after allowing six goals in a previous Stanley Cup game since the 1984 Edmonton Oilers in game 2 and 3 versus the Islanders, in which it was 6-1 and 7-2. So Tampa, you know, the game's a pick 'em. FanDuel opens up this game as a pick 'em on Wednesday, Pete. They win this game and we're right back at it. And you and I have been around long enough to know, and I told people I didn't overreact. A series doesn't start until the team loses on their home ice, home field, home court, etc.
Yeah, absolutely. And now the Tampa Bay's 19-2 after a loss. I mean, they lost two games in a row to the Rangers and won the next four. So, look, it was a big character game for me to watch them because Vasilevskiy, I had never seen him get beat like that. I know the Rangers won 6-2 in game one in the other series, but it was different. I wanted to see psychologically what it was like. They caught a little bit of a break on that first goal that got called back, which was the right call, by the way. There was definitely the offside call that took the goal away from Colorado, even though Colorado scored a couple minutes later. Tampa ties it up. My favorite player right now is Pat Maroon. He is so old school, fourth line, coming out of the penalty box, scoring that goal with Kucherov on the ice. That was beautiful. There is nothing more beautiful in sports than watching a big fourth line guy with gigantic mitts put the puck in the net coming out of the penalty box. That was going nuts.
Man, after Morris and Ari Richard, Maroon's becoming Mr. Stanley Cup, isn't he? Like, this guy's becoming Mr. Stanley Cup. Third consecutive Stanley Cup for him. It's amazing. He's won 15 consecutive playoff series on his own. Going back, because remember, he was on... He was on St. Louis as well. So it's hard to keep up, actually. See, this guy hasn't lost in the playoffs in 4 years.
And how about Corey Perry? He has scored a Stanley Cup final goal now for three different teams. It's never been done. Finals. It's amazing. And Vasilevskiy was obviously much sharper tonight. He was very good. He didn't get rattled. He had made 37 saves tonight. And
you know what? And just to get to it, Maroon, it's technically it was the Gordie Howe hat trick. He had a goal, an assist, and a fight.
Yes.
You know, I don't know if it was a full fight, though. More of a scrum, actually. Well, see, I guess we can't give him the full fight. It wasn't, he got into it a few times, but it wasn't like the full out, all out, like throwing punches.
Well, the Colton O'Connor one was about 2.5 minutes ago. That was a beauty. That was good. They were good.
That was a good one.
Six punches. No, that was a great one. And I think the Avalanche are going to have to go with Francouz and Net the rest of the way, I think.
See, that's 15. Sorry. It is 15. Yeah. I wanted to get it right because, it was 4 St. Louis and then exactly. And then, so it's 15. I just wanted to confirm it exactly.
Yes.
I'm always distracted by the Car Shield commercial he's in with O'Reilly. They've signed everybody except you and me, Pete. Like, Berman is in it. Like, the guy from Ghostbusters, Ice-T. They're getting hockey players. Dude, I mean, like, who hasn't signed a deal with those guys? Like, get me and Pete Shepard. We're available.
Yeah, absolutely. And, ESPN and, I've over the year, I've had a lot, even though we're an affiliate, but we don't take orders from Bristol. And I've had a lot of problems with a lot of things they do in Bristol, but not the hockey coverage. I think they've been terrific. How about Barkley and TNT? How about Barkley on in between periods tonight? I don't know if you saw the first intermission with Lee.
Yeah, he was drunk. He was lit.
And he calls Gary Bettman. He's like, can you get me a ticket? I'll come to the game. But he's too
I think
fun.
He wanted to sleep. I think he was hitting on the dude. He was hitting on the dude that does the coverage on Sportsnet. I don't know, like, people didn't see it. If you check out Twitter, you'll see on Sportsnet. Yeah. He says to the guy, he goes, "Man, you got nice hair." And like this kid Pete Buskakis or something. He's a kid on Canadian TV. He's got like the sort of like really hockey gelled hair, right? And Barkley says to him, he goes, "Man, you got nice hair." And he's sort of like, "Oh, thank you. What a compliment from you, Charles Barkley." And then so the guy asked him a hockey question. What do you think of the game, Charles? And, when your back's against the wall, what do you have to do? And Barkley looks at me and goes, "You're a really good-looking dude." And I'm like, oh, man, Barkley's lit up. And I swear, it was one of those TV moments, Pete, where the producers in the booth were all happy at first. Oh, man, we got Charles Barkley. Dude, dude, yeah. The period was starting and he wouldn't stop talking. Like, he was going on about, like, he goes, even if you love your parents, you got to be successful for yourself. Don't worry about them. It's got to be about you. He starts going off. It has nothing to do with hockey. It has nothing to do with anything. And I tweeted out, I'm like, yeah, Chuck's definitely had a few.
Well, on the ESPN coverage, you know, he was, you know, Steve Levy and Messi. First, he goes, Messi, you owe me $500. I go, what the hell is this from? He goes, I was playing, he tells the story, he goes, I was playing with the Rockets, and Messi was in the front row, and he went over to shake his hand during the game and got a technical foul. Barkley did. He gave
That's
so
too
he's
good.
Busting his chops. Yeah, he's like, yo, you Messi, you owe me $500.
No. If I'm Messi, I'm not paying him. Messi is a legend, but he didn't make the money Chuck did. He doesn't have the same type of money, Charles. So before we get you out of here, it's a countdown to the NBA draft right now. There's been a lot of debate. We've spent a lot of time talking about it. We will continue to do it. I already got my bet in on Chet Holmgren at +320 about 3 weeks ago. I can't guarantee he's going to be the top pick in the draft, but at least I got a good number. It's less than +200 right now. What's the feeling in Florida? What do you think? And I don't know if you've got any best bets that you're doing here. We got about a minute and a half. What do you think of the draft and any bets you want to share?
No, I'll tell you the guy I really like a lot. And if he's a number 10 in Washington, gets him and says, see something about, I really, really like Johnny Davis from Wisconsin. I think he is going to be a spectacular
You think
player.
He's the sleeper here, the sleeper stud?
I wouldn't call him that. The guy's one of the best players in the country. You can make an argument. You should have made first team, but I think he's absolutely terrific. And I love the kid from Iowa as well. Keegan Murray.
Oh, yeah, smooth shooter. I agree. He's just a smooth shooter, this kid.
Yeah, Craig's hoping that my partner Craig hopes the Pistons get him.
It's interesting with the Pistons. I think he's going to go to the Kings because nobody wants to go to the Kings. Everybody's like, nobody's meeting with them, or when they show up, they're being jerks in the meeting to try to like get them not to let them. Like they're throwing smoke screens. Except Keegan Murray. Supposedly, like they liked Ivy, but Ivy's like really, really not into going to Sacramento. I think Keegan Murray might be the call there, but I like Murray as well, Pete.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't go wrong. I love Jabari Smith's game. Watched him a lot down here on the SEC network. He's the real deal. And just going to wonder if Orlando is going to be the right fit for him. But, can't be.
Yeah, you said it.
You're a rookie. Yeah.
It's all about the fit, isn't it? Ask Andrew Wiggins. Pete, we're up against it. It's always a pleasure, my man. Let's do this again. It's great having you on the Late Night Anger Management Class. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us, Pete.
All right, guys. Anytime. Love you. Take care.
There's Pete Shepard. Follow him on Twitter, ESPN Southwest Florida. The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
Sports Grid.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And Sports Talk Radio. Thanks to all of our guests. We had a full house here this evening. Pete Yiannopoulos, excellent insight on the NBA draft from both Pete and Chris Monter from collegebasketballnews.com. Pete Yiannopoulos, former assistant with UMass Minutemen, RDS television analyst. Pete Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida. And, of course, Sports Grid's George Kurtz. We'll keep it rolling tomorrow with more NBA draft talking. We'll start to lock in some best bets and own these things for you. It's very tricky. We went over the odds earlier, and we're perplexed. The Ben Mathurin pick is really just sort of like, I can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop thinking. Like, honestly, it's like one of these deals. Like, it's been like 48 hours. I'm just like, Ben Mathurin, 6.5. And at first, I'm like, man, I got him going 8, right? I had him going 8. And now I'm buying in and he goes 7. But we have Pete Yiannopoulos with us, who actually knows him and is close to him and knows more than he even let on to us about how he worked out for 5, 6, and 7. And, you know, he sort of believes that it's one of those three teams in reality behind the scenes. But Sacramento was such a wild card with a four-hole. I gotta tell you, there is drama. It's annoying drama, though. It's not good drama. It's annoying drama. I want winning money drama. But I promise you, tomorrow night we'll have some top 10 picks for you, and we'll start. Look, we're gonna have to start digging deeper on the board here. That's the moral of the story. The top of the board, the odds are all crazy, and it's nuts. So we're going to have to start taking a look at, like, the mid-round and, all right, over under 15 and a half for guys and stuff. So we'll definitely get into this. Baseball, San Diego wins tonight, and we've got a tie. The Dodgers, Los Angeles, and San Diego are now tied for first place in the West. Los Angeles are in Cincinnati tomorrow. The Dodgers have stumbled over the last couple of weeks. I think this is now it gets real for them. Dodgers, Gonsolin on the hill, laid a run line. -1.5, -122. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.